And one other question I had is, for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there anything you would like to tell them or let them know about life that, you know, you wish you would have been taught by your great-great-grandmother or your grandma or your mom in general?
On reality, on what life is about. On being able to accomplish things that you want to accomplish in your time, not just live life on whatever it is, what it is, and I finish it when I finish it, you know, and just to always strive for the best, always keep moving forward, because that's what life is about.
When, if this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you would like to say to me? Or if this was to be your last conversation with anyone, is there anything that you would like to say to them?
First of all, it's not going to be my last conversation with anyone. Well, the last thing I would like to say is, I just hope at the time that I was in this earth
oh my God.
Was worthwhile everyone's, I don't know, Christian.
Okay, I'm running out of questions.
I don't have anything to say.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Describe one of my happiest memories? My children, when I had my children. I adore my children, even though they pains in my asses, but I adore them.
Did it ever bother you when we would stay over like Titi's house or anything, and they would kind of make us like feel bad that we didn't have the things they had?
Did it bother me?
I mean, like, let me rephrase that. Can I rephrase that? I'm sorry. Hi, interviewer, whoever's listening to this. We're just going to go back 5 seconds. If you can go into the future to see what life would be like, would you?
Yes and no.
Elaborate, please.
Yes, because sometimes it's good to know what you're getting yourself into beforehand, so you can try to, you know, make things differently, work around things. And no, because sometimes it's not good to know everything in life. It's just good to go day by day and let it be what it's supposed to be.
And for my final question, was it hard for you to accept me, or were you just able to kind of just be like, okay?
No, it wasn't hard. I accept you for who you are, because you are who you are.
Thanks for letting me finish. Okay. What? This is Christian Rodan signing off.